So today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of Rakeshwara Pandit. We're going to speak about him very briefly, and we'll go on to the Bhagavatam. So first we'll chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas before we start the class, and then we'll go on to the Bhagavatam after 2-3 minutes of talking about Rakeshwara Pandit. Yeha nilo prema dana korana prachu. Henu prabhu kota kela acharya taku. Kahamora sarupa kahasanata. Kakata sahura gunata patita bhava. Kahamura pata juga kaha kavira. Eka kale kuta gela gura natara. Pashane kutibo mata anale pashibo. Goranga gunera nede gota gele pabo. Se sabat sangira sange ye koilo pilatas. Se sangana paya kande naro tamukta. Jaya nilo prema dana koruna prachur. Jaya jaya takur, jaya jaya takur, jaya takur, jaya jaya takur. Jaya Thakur, Jaya Jaya Thakur. Jai Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa Paravacharya, also Tata, Sata Shi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Shidahuidas Thakur Kajai. Friends, say Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaya Gadadha, Shiva Siddhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Shishi Radha Krishna Gopa Govardhan Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagadatha Sami Kijai Yamudamai Kijai Shimadi Lassi Devi Gajai Samaveda Pokta Vrinda Gajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Jinamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deja Tarni. So let me just read the translation. He who brought the treasure of divine love and was filled with compassion and mercy wears such a personality as Srinivasacharya Gan. Where my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna's Kavi Raj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of Vrikeshwara Pandit. Just a few words about Vrikeshwara Pandit. He was renowned as a dancer in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtans. He would dance sometimes for 72 hours without stop. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said about him that you were like one wing, and if I had two devotees or two wings, I could actually fly in the air. And Vrikeshwara Pandit is known as the appearance or incarnation of Aniruddha in the Chaturvyuha expansions of the Lord. Vasudeva Sankarshan, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. And he's also the guru of Gopal Guru Goswami, who is the guru of Janachandra Goswami. So, and they wrote details on how Janachandra Goswami wrote details on how to develop your internal life, basically Raghunuga Sadhana. So anyway, so little information about Vrikeshwara Pandit, but now we'll go on to Srimad Bhagavatam because there's a lot to talk about today. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 37th chapter, texts 15 to 20. We're just going to do 15 responsibly. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Januram Mushtikam Chaiva Malan Anyangsh Cha Hasitam Khongsam Cha Anihatam Dratye Parashvo Ahani Te Vibo Chanuram Mushtikam Chaiva Malanan Yamscha Hastinam Kamsam Cha Nihatam Dratye Parashvo hani te vibho Chanuram mushtikam chaiva Malanan yamscha hasitikam sinam Astinam khamsam cha niyatam drakshe Parashvo hani te vibho Chanuram mushtikam chaiva Malhanan yamscha hastinam Kongsam janiyatam drakshe. Parashvo hanite vibho. Right? I'm just going to read the rest of the verses. Parashohani te vibho tashanu shankayavana muranam narakashacha parijata paharanam indrasacha parajayam udvaham virakanyanam viryakshukadi ashokadi lakshanam nragasya mokshanam shapad Dwarakayam jagatpate samanta kashyachamaner. Oops. Adanam sahabaryaya amritaputra pradanam cha brahmanasya swadharmatta pondra kashyavadam pashat kashipuryasya dipanam Dandavakrasya nidanam Chayajasya cha mahakratu Yani chanyani viryane Dwarakam avasambhavam Karta drachyam yaham tane Geyani kabibir bhuvi. Okay, and that's it. Whew. A lot of verses. Chanuram Chanura Mushtikam, Mushtika, Cha, and, Eva, also, Malan, the wrestlers, Anyan, others, Cha, and, Hastinam, the elephant Kuvalyapida, Kuvalayapida, sorry, Kamsam, King Kongsa, Cha and Niyatam killed. Thrache, I will see. Parashvaha, the day after tomorrow. Ahani, on that day. Te, by you. Vibho, O Almighty Lord. Tashanu, after that. Shankayavanamuranam. Of the demons, Shankar, Panchajanya, Kaliyavana, and Mura. Narakasya, of Narakasura, Cha, as well, Parijata, of the heavenly Parijata flower, Apaharanam, the stealing, Indrasya, of Lord Indra, Cha, and Parajayam, the defeat. Udvaham, the marriage. Vira, of heroic kings. Kanyanam, of the daughters. Virya, by your valor. Shuka, as the payment for the brides. Adi, and so forth. Lakshanam, characterized. Rigasya, of King Riga. Mokshanam, the deliverance. Shapat, from his curse. Dwarakayam, in the city of Dwaraka. Jagatpate, O Master of the Universe. Shaimantakasha, name Shaimantaka. Cha, Manahe, of the jewel. Adanam, the taking. Saha, together with. Varyaya, a wife, Jambavati. Mitta, dead. Putra, of the sun. Pradhanam, presenting. Cha, and. Brahmanasya, of a brahmana. Swadhamataka, from your own domain. That is from the abode of death. Pondrakasha, of Pondraka. Vadam, the killing. Pashat, after. Kashipuryaha, of the city of Kashi. Benares. Cha, and. Deepanam, the burning. Dandavakrasha, of Dandavakra. Nidanam, the demise. Chayadyasya, of Chaija Shishupala. Cha, and. Mahakratau, during the great sacrificial performance, the Rajasuya Yajna of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Yani, which? Cha, and. Anyani, other. Viryani, great feats. Dwarakam, in Dwaraka. Avasan, dwelling. Bhavan, you. Karta, are going to perform. Drakshami, we'll see. Aham, I. Tani, them. Gayani, to be sung about. Gavibihi, by poets. Bhuvi, on this earth. So translation. In just 2 days, O Almighty Lord, I will see the deaths of Chanura, Mushtaka, and other wrestlers, along with those of the elephant Kuvalayapida and King Kongsa, all by your hand. Then I will see you kill Kali, Avana, Mura, Naraka, and the Kansh demon. And I will also see you steal the Parijata flower and defeat Indra. I will then see you marry many daughters of heroic kings after paying for them with your valor. Then, O Lord of the universe in Dwaraka, you will deliver King Riga from a curse and take for yourself the Shaimantaka jewel together with another wife. You will bring back a brahmana's dead son from the abode of your servant Yamaraj, and thereafter you will kill Pondraka, burn down the city of Kashi, and annihilate Dantavakra and the king of Chedi during the great Rajasuya sacrifice. I shall see all these heroic pastimes along with many others you will perform during your residence in Dwaraka. These pastimes are glorified on this earth in the songs of transcendental poets. We're not going to repeat the whole thing because there's very little time right now to give class. And I'll just read a little bit of the commentaries of the Acharyas. I am speaking about the pastimes that you will perform in the future by seeing them in previous yugas. Sankhya refers to Pancha Janya. An outline of the future events is given. Not all the pastimes. I will see you receive the Shaimantaka jewel along with your wife, Jambavatai. Jambavatai. Bariya. I will see you deliver the Brahmana's son from the city of Mahakala. And we'll read a little bit about Jiva Goswami's commentary, and then we'll speak. The phrase, Shanka Yavana Muranam, Narakasya Cha, of Shanka Yavana Mura and Naraka, should be completed with the word Vadam, killing. The sentence continues till verse 20 with the statement, I will see all of this. Udvaham Virakanyanam, means marriage with daughters of the heroes among the Kshatriyas, or it can mean, O brave Krishna. I will see your marriage with many daughters, since generally he married them because of his prowess. Therefore it is said, Virya Shukal Dari Lakshanam, those marriages had a dowry of your valor. The word Adi indicates the daughters also had bhakti. This was true in most cases, but sometimes only bhakti was present, as in the case of Kalindi. She's in the Jamuna, of course. You freed Nriga from the sin, Papad, of taking cows from the Brahmanas. Sometimes Shapat is seen, but this is not approved by Shukadeva. A curse will be mentioned later. The word Dwara Kayam in Dwarka in verse 17 should apply to the previous and later verses. Also, since it is understood he had gone to Dwarka for those pastimes, the Lord of the universe, Jagapate. This is said because Krishna showed his prowess by riding on Garuda, and Indra and others came to Dwarka. Mrita Putra Padanam Cha Brahmanasya means Krishna gave the dead sons to the Brahmana. This case is possessive rather than dative because the sons belong to the Brahmana originally. Sometimes Upadanam is seen instead of Pradanam. Krishna would bring the sons from a place from which no one returns. This shows his complete independence. After Paschat, killing Pondrika, he would burn Kashi. I will also see other pastimes such as your weddings to many kings simultaneously and giving mercy to Sri Rama. Govindabhu guptayam dvaravatyam kuruvaha avasinarado vikshnam krishno pashana lalasaha. O best of the Kurus, eager to engage in the worship of Krishna, Narada Muni stayed constantly in Dwarka, which was always protected by the arms of Govinda. In describing these pastimes, Narada implies, oh, I am so fortunate, and how merciful you are. So I'm not going to go over the verse again, since it's quite long. So, Om Gana Timidanda Sha Gananjana Shilakayat Chakshur Miditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, of course, there's a lot to talk about as far as all these different pastimes in this particular verse, but really what I'd like to talk about is the qualities of a devotee like Narada. And the qualities are described as tri kala gya. It's very interesting. Tri means three, kala means time, and gya means to know. So a devotee is sometimes described as tri kala gya. Krishna is also described as tri kala gya. And there's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, text 26, that describes Krishna as tri kala gya. But Krishna's tri kala gya is actually not limited like the devotee's tri kala gya. And I'll explain what I mean by that. I'm going to read the verse. Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjana bhavishyami chabutani mam tu veda nakashana. So the translation is, O Arjuna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know everything. So here's the operative word. I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. So you got all these absolute words there. All. So a devotee is tri kala gya. Is not all. He knows what he needs to know according to his service for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in other words, it's Krishna basically telling him what he needs to know. I mean, sometimes, I'll give an example of several devotees that are described as tri kala gya. And of course, in the case of Narada Muni, he had experienced these same pastimes as mentioned by the acharyas in previous yugas, because before I talk about tri kala gya, I want to mention the Lord's pastimes are nitya lila. So they're occurring again and again and again. They're not simply one time and then they're finished. Of course, there's variety in each and every time the Lord performs his pastimes. It's not exactly like carbon copies or cookie cutter pastimes. I mean, the Lord likes to have a lot of variety. But the basic pastimes keep happening again and again and again. So That's a really important point, and that's why Narada Muni knew that. So I'm going to mention several devotees who are considered to be Tri Kalagya, but their knowledge, as I mentioned before, is not everything, all times, and all circumstances. But they're limited to what Krishna tells them. Of course, a typical example in the Bhagavatam is Yamaraj, who's described as knowing the hearts of everything. And, you know, sometimes devotees get confused, or people may get confused, thinking that Yamaraj is actually, you know, like Krishna. He's not like Krishna. He's given information according to his service. As Krishna says in the 10th chapter of the Gita, the dami buddhiyo yena tesham satyuktam bhajatam pratibhur purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upiyanti te. Krishna says, for those who are dedicated worshiping with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. And that also indicates knowledge. And in the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, matak smritir jnanam apovanam cha. I am giving intelligence, remembrance, and forgetfulness. And also it's mentioned that's according to a devotee's surrender. So in that case, we can consider sometimes a devotee Tri Kala Gya. So I'm going to give some examples of Tri Kala Gya devotees. In the Bhagavatam, in addition to Yamaraj, who we just mentioned, we have Garga Muni. When Garga Muni did the name-giving ceremony for Krishna, he was actually able to say that this particular individual appeared in previous yugas in different colors. And so in this way, he was Tri Kala Gya. And actually, one of the most interesting Tri Kala Gya personalities is from the Ramayana. His name is Valmiki. Because Valmiki was a dacoit, and he became Tri Kala Gya. The Lord actually gave him information about the Lord's pastimes. And he was a dacoit, and I'm not going to tell the whole story, but he was encouraged to, in so far as overcoming the sins from his dacoitry, to chant the names of Ram, and he didn't or want to chant the names of Ram at that time, and he chanted Mara, 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 which became Ram, 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 Ram. And then as a result, the pastimes of Lord Ram actually appeared, the future pastimes appeared in his heart, and he was able to compose the Valmiki Ramayana. And so that's an instance of Tri Kala Gya. But not that he knew everything. Like Krishna knows everything. I was listening to a class this morning. Krishna knows everything. In every atom, not a blade of grass moves without the will, the Supreme Personality of God. In every atom, molecule, or even every subatomic particle, proton, neutron, and boson, the God particle, as they say. He even knows what's happening in the God particle or different particles. Anyway, so that's absolute. And so another personality from the Valmiki Ramayana is very interesting, who had Tri Kala Gya. And also because he had experienced the Lord's pastimes previously. That's another way that devotees get this Tri Kala Gya, is that Jambavan, we find that when the monkeys who were looking for Sita Devi at the behest of Lord Ramchandra reached the shore of the ocean, they knew, they were informed by Sampati, who was Jatayu's brother, where Sita Devi was. And Sampati, being an eagle, he had eagle eyes, or vulture eyes, sometimes described as an eagle, sometimes described as a vulture. But anyway, he was able to see Sita there in the Ashok forest. And he was able to tell the monkeys and the bears how far away Sita Devi was and how far away Lanka was. And so they were having this discussion, all the monkeys, who can jump that far? And some of them could jump there, but they'd be stuck. They wouldn't be able to jump back. I guess there wasn't enough prasadam there or something. And so, and Hanuman, he actually had been cursed to forget about his superpowers. And when Hanuman was cursed, he forgot, so he didn't know that he could actually jump over the ocean and then come back. So Jambavan, he remembered. Jambavan is like Chiranjiva. He's a son of Lord Brahma. And he's witnessed these pastimes before. Many, many times before. In fact, it's described, he's so powerful himself that one time he was so powerful, he could circulate the whole universe, go around the whole universe. You know, but he was quite old at that particular point. So what happened is that Jambavan remembered from the past, from the Nitya Lila of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that, yes, Hanuman, you've forgotten your powers, so let me remind you. You have great powers, Hanuman, and Hanuman basically remembered his powers and was able to jump over the ocean to actually see Sita Devi and save Sita Devi. So this, anyway, so Narada, in this particular verse, Narada Muni is recounting some of these pastimes, and in this way, a devotee is Tri Kalagya. Now, we'll talk about some of the pastimes, and there's quite a few pastimes here. Whew. So, first of all, the first pastime mentioned is the Chanura Mushtika pastime, and those are the two wrestlers. Krishna killed Chanura, Balaram killed Mushtika. Actually, there were five wrestlers. Narada Muni is just waiting to see this. He's waiting to see Kuvalya Pida being killed. And then the next one, let's see, Kuvalya being, King Kamsa being killed. And then Kalyavana. Kalyavana was actually, he attacked Mathura one particular time. And Kalyavana was from a very low-class family, a Yavana, obviously. And the Lord didn't want to touch him directly. So this is a very interesting story that's told later on. Krishna didn't want to touch him directly, so Krishna arranged for him to be killed by another devotee named Uchukunda. Krishna actually ran away from Kalyavana. And this, of course, is almost like his Ranchor type pastime of running away from Jarasandha, where Ranchor means he runs away in so-called fear. And this is an instance illustrating his renunciation, his opulence of renunciation. Because for a Kshatriya to run away, according to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, is worse than death. And Krishna was actually criticized for doing that by Jarasandha and others. So anyway, so Kalyavana was chasing after Krishna, and Krishna was running away from Kalyavana. And Krishna entered a cave, and in that cave there was this great devotee, Muchukunda. Muchukunda had gotten the benediction from the demigods that he could sleep. A lot of us would like that benediction, because he spent a lot of sleepless nights. But just like the other night, I was trying to rest and someone was firing off fireworks. And last night I actually sent messages to the devotees. Nobody's allowed to fire off fireworks. And it seems like it worked, hopefully. So even though it was the 4th of July. So he got the benediction, he could sleep, because he had fought for the demigods so nicely. The demigods offered him this benediction, and he was so tired. I mean, his body was just like exhausted. He didn't want to be woken up by anyone, so he got the benediction that whoever disturbed his sleep, he would look at, and that person would be burnt to ashes. And so Krishna goes in the cave, and Kalyavana is following him in the cave. Krishna hides, and some stories say that Krishna covered Kalyavana, covered Muchukunda with his cloth, so it looked like Krishna's cloth, his yellow cloth. And so Kalyavana goes into the cave, and he thinks that Krishna's just sleeping, you know, the ostrich philosophy, is hiding out from him. And he kicks him, and Kalyavana, and Muchukunda wakes up, looks at Kalyavana, and there's an instant cremation. And the next demon mentioned here, we're not going to be able to go through all the demons, obviously, is the Mura demon. Mura demon actually used to sleep in water. And this Mura demon, there was a moat around Narakasura's. He was guarding, I guess, Narakasura. He had, what, five heads, right? The Mura demon, right? He had five heads. So he was guarding Narakasura's castle, where Narakasura was keeping all these princesses, 16,100 princesses. And when Krishna came on the back of Garuda, he woke up and he started a fight with Krishna. He attacked Garuda. And ultimately, Krishna took out a Sudarshan Chakra disc and cut off all these demons' heads. Then Krishna proceeded to fight with Narakasura, who's the next demon mentioned here. And Narakasura was Krishna's son. Krishna had on the back of Garuda not only himself, but he also had Satyabhama with him. Because Satyabhama is an expansion, Bhumi is an expansion of Satyabhama. In one sense, they're non-different. And Krishna had assured Bhumi, who was basically his wife when he picked up the earth planet in the form of Lord Varaha. So he assured Bhumi that he would not kill her son, or his son too, without her permission. So Krishna was on the back of Garuda, and Satyabhama was there, and Satyabhama got real scared, and Satyabhama said, kill him, and Krishna said, thank you very much for this information. So Narakasura, being Krishna's son, was actually killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And in this way, Krishna married the 16,100 princesses that had been kidnapped by Narakasura. In this way, Narakasura arranged for the marriage of his father. So the girls, actually, Tam Prabha tells a story that the girls understood in those days they would not be able to find a husband or any other shelter because they had been kidnapped by this man and taken away, or this demon and taken away for a long period of time. So that's the story of the marriage. And then there's the story of the Parijata flower. And the Parijata flower, of course, stealing the Parijata flower was when also with Satyabhama, where Satyabhama became envious of Rukmini, who had gotten a flower, and she wanted a whole plant, and Krishna, just to please her, stole the whole Parijata plant from the heavenly planets, and then the demigods got all together and attacked Krishna. And Krishna was able to defeat all the demigods, including Lord Shiva. Then there's the story, I'm skipping ahead a little bit, about King Nriga being freed from a curse. And so that curse was that King Nriga was a great king, and he had given practically unlimited numbers of cows to different brahmanas. And one cow that he gave to one of the brahmanas happened to wander back into his herd. And he gave that cow another time to another brahmana. And somehow or other, the first brahmana, even though he had gotten 10,000 or 10 million cows or how many cows it was, he understood that the second brahmana had gotten one of his cows, and he started to talk to him, and then he realized that King Nriga had given the same cow away twice, which wasn't King Nriga's fault. And actually, it points out the danger in the karmakanja practices, because if you make a little mistake, even inadvertently, of course mistake means inadvertent, then you still may have to suffer for that particular mistake. So you have to be very careful. But in bhakti yoga, Krishna says, kontiya pratijanahi name bhakti pranashyati. You should declare it boldly that my devotee will never perish. And ham tvam sarvapapebhyo mokshayishyami masuja. The Krishna will actually free us from any sort of thing. Like Prabhupada, I was listening to a class the other day, Prabhupada was talking about how we step on so many creatures and breathe in so many creatures. In this way, we're committing so many violent activities continually. And Prabhupada even mentioned the Jains, how they try to prevent that by wearing a mask. And then Prabhupada said, but it's impossible to prevent that. You know, obviously you start a car, you walk on the ground or anything like that. So King Nriga, performing this karma kanja activity of giving to the brahmanas for some, I guess, some ulterior purpose, he had to suffer because he gave the same cow away twice. Even by accident, he had to suffer. And so he goes to Yamaraj, and Yamaraj says, what would you like? Would you like to suffer your bad karma first, or would you like to enjoy your good karma? So most of us, if we were given that opportunity, we'd want to get the bad out of the way so we could suffer or enjoy the good karma. So he decided, let me get the bad out of the way. And so he was cursed to become, or given the punishment, as the acharyas state, to become a lizard in a well. And Krishna, of course, eventually saved him from that well after the Krishna's sons couldn't figure out how to get the lizard out of the well, but Krishna reached down, and that's another instance of Krishna's transcendental body, you know, extendable limbs. We were talking about the last few days about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and symptoms of ecstasy, and Lord Jagannath, how Krishna's transcendental body, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's transcendental body, is not subject to material limitations. So, you will bring back a Brahmin's dead son from the abode of your servant Yamaraj. I mean, that's an interesting story. Actually, three times Krishna brought dead people back. One time was with his spiritual master. His spiritual master's son had been swallowed by this demon, Panchajanya. And this demon, it's a conch shell demon. Actually, some of the acharyas describe that he had a conch shell in his belly, and other ones describe that he was in the shape of a conch shell. Whoops, that's it. Oh my God. Anyway, so Krishna couldn't find the dead boy in the demon's body, but he got the Panchajanya conch shell after that. And then finally he had to go to Yamaraj, and he got the son of his guru back. But there's other stories about getting dead people back from life, such as... Yeah, there's Devaki, there's that story, and there's another story I forget right now about Hare Krishna. What? There was a third one, and I forget right now the story. Oh yeah, the Brahma, he went up to Mahavishnu and got the kids. That was the third one. Okay, that's easy to replace. That's an easy one, a no-brainer. Jai Shri Shri Radhagalukananda, Radhagalukananda ki jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pasaya Vudale Srimad Bhagavate. Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajam Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Jami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Andar Bhakoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobam Govindam Adi Purusham Aham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Aham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Akinam Kananta Mangal Aham Sri Gitam. Jai. You're rather good looking than Nikki Jai. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Don't need a song. Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Jivanantala Samaniti Namine Saraswati Devi Gurumane Pacharane Devasisha Sunyavala Devasachane Satarane Saraswati Devi Gurumane Pacharane Devasisha Sunyavala Jaya Sri Krishna Jai Kanya Prabhu Nityananda Siddhvaita Kajana Siva Sadi Govakta Vrindanaya Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jiyadvaita Gajada Siva Sade Govakta Vrinda Krishna, Ure Krishna, 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 Ure Ure, Ure Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Ure Ure. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hati Rama, Hati Rama, Rama Rama, Ole Ole. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hati Radhe, Hati Rama, Hati Rama, Rama Rama, Ore Ore.
Pad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya also Teta Sitashi Shimad His Divine Grace Sabaya Chalanada Bhaktivananda Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kijai Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Kijai Namacharya Shilohidas Thakur Kijai Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kijai Yamanamai Kijai Srimati Lassi Devi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bol. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Kijai. Vishpadai Vastai Buddhaleshi Madhavatman Swami Stasis Vadevani Vasasis Nivadi Pashtadadis. Okay, Shikshashlika. Vinam Shaya Kaira Vichandrika Vitaranam Sarvatma Snam Puram Puram Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Sarvatma Snam Puram Puram Vijayate
Kishinita 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 Kish